About schistosomiasis and soil transmitted. Amen. I will present you the 6 month result of a community direct treatment intervention. Kashit is in rural area of Angola. The World Health Organization estimates that worldwide 207 million persons are infected with schistosomiasis, and 2 billion infected with soil transmitted STS. So STS and schisto are endemic in Angola. In the most recent study in this area, observed prevalence at 2010 was 28% for urinary schisto and 40% for STS. Available data justify mass treatment of school-aged children, the most affected group, with 60.6% and 31.6% respectively. We asked if current intervention obtained the necessary effectiveness. We aim to study the 6 month impact on urinary schisto and STS of a community treatment with a single dose praziquantel and abandonment. Here, the study team delivered container to stool collection the day before the treatment, and a child providing a urine sample. It was an intervention study with single dose of praziquantel and albendazole tablet. World Press School and school aged children for Kabung community were invited to participate. We had ethical approval by Minister of Health Ethical Committee and writing informed consent from legal tutor. The study duration was from December 2012 to June 2013. At baseline, 198 students provided urine and stool sample and received the treatment. At 1 month post-treatment, 19.6 children provided urine and stool sample. At 6 months post-treatment, 61 children, 35 boys and 33 school-aged provided urine and stool sample, completing the treat evaluation according to protocol. This chart about prevalence of schisto and STS. We observe that we have a great reduction at 1 month and increased at 3 months for schisto infection. For STS infection, the change is not significant. In the chart intensity of schisto, we have two patterns, because you observe here the heavy infection, a great reduction with the reduction of heavy infection at 1 month and increase at 6 months. shared the incident and the infection after the initial treatment. The incidence at 1 month is greater in Ascaris with 5%, and the reinfection at 6 months is greater in Sisto with 3%. This table shows that we found no difference between preschool and school children at baseline 1 month and 6 months post treatment. But you have more infected in the loss of follow up upon the participant. Is about STH infection. Our study limitation. Some children were absent from this year to spend school vacation on the location during study. Quaternion of urine sample were distributed and collected on the same day, but stool were collected the next day with more losses. It was not planned in the study to develop effective educational activity to help during trip visit. Conclude that longitudinal studies are extremely complex in their setting and reinfection occurred rapidly. Comprehensive public health interventions are needed. Sponsor from the São Carlos School Banking. And thank you for your attention.
Questions for Manuel?
Interventions do you think are appropriate for this?
I can translate you.
Em primeiro lugar, devíamos fazer palestras de educação para a saúde.
In first place, he says that he recommends that they give lectures on prevention.
E depois outras medidas necessárias para controlar
another control measures,
como a água potável,
to have potable water, drinking water.
Exato. E fornecer, portanto, acesso às instituições de saúde.
And to provide access to health services, which is difficult in Angola.
Exato. Mm-hmm.
And as you know, in 2003, that's when the war ended. So they're still getting over the results of the war. So restoring services to the whole country is difficult. So is there a policy on schistosomiasis in Angola? Do you have a written document? The Ministry of Health has a written document, a policy?
Temos intervenções em curso. Uma delas é a distribuição de...
There is a written policy and they have interventions being implemented, so it's important to evaluate them as you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. What do you think of the policy in the country? Is it good? Is it a good document? Is it up to date?
Eu acho que estão numa fase inicial.
The policy is still in its very initial stages, it needs to be strengthened,
e evidências com estudos,
and needs evidence to improve the policy in the country so they can improve the program that is going to include different activities.
Mm-hmm. E são necessários estudos para saber o efeito,
mm-hmm,
e também medir a efetividade das intervenções. y medir la efectividad de
Okay. They need to conduct studies to understand the effectiveness of the interventions that they're doing. That's very good that you're there to do all the studies. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Good. Yeah, and the high reinfection too. So the question is about the follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn about the follow-up? There were difficulties in doing the follow-up at 1 month and 6 months. How would you improve that? If you had to do the study again, would you do it differently?
Nós estamos levar a cabo também estudo da adesão.
Ah, okay. They're going to do a new design. They're developing a new design to do the study based on the lessons learned.
Supomos que existem vários motivos e um deles.
They're trying to identify what the problems were and to follow up.
Um deles que falam de que o medicamento está a fazer mal e então toma um medicamento e já não volta no seguimento.
There's problems with compliance with the medication. People take a couple of pills and they stop. If they get a stomachache or something, they feel bad, they stop. So compliance is one problem. Good. So they have to do studies to make sure that they really help people to fulfill the complete the treatment.
Aqueles têm poliinfecções, que então, ao tomar esses medicamentos, temos que saber qual vai ser o efeito para as infecções mistas.
Importante también es, it's also important to study the effect of mixed infections and how that will impact the treatment and how people will respond to that. So they're in the initial phases of studying that. Very good.
Can I add something?
Sure, please go.
I think another important role is that this zone was very much affected by the war, so people is moving a lot.
Yeah,
the families are very close in this area and in the one of the capital.
Mm-hmm.
So either you use only the very core center of the place, or you lose people because they move along the road.
Yeah, that's right. I saw that you have high loss to follow up. There's a lot of mobility, especially in the cities. Yeah, people come and go. So that's good. Very good point. Good. Who else had a question? Yes. Você pode falar de como são as fatores culturais para o uso dos medicamentos?
Bem, pensamos que na área em que trabalhamos não há muito este problema de tabus com medicamentos.
Yeah, they don't seem to have special beliefs against medications. It doesn't seem to be any cultural barriers to use medicine.
E a população está sensibilizada que existe a doença, conhece e sabe onde apanha a doença, mas não tem alternativa.
Okay. They understand that they are getting sick and that there's a cause for that, but they don't know what choices they have for treatment.
Então, um grande problema é a água que eles utilizam.
Water is the main problem, and there's not safe water.
Utilizam o rio,
they use the river, they drink
from
the river.
Para fazer todas as suas.
Everything happens in the river. They use the river water for everything. So that's a big problem. So educating people about using water and providing safe water. In some villages, they have water holes and they have pumps. The pump is working.
A informação que eu tenho é que tinha-se feito furos de água,
uhum.
Mas depois vinha uma água com um mau sabor, um sabor férreo,
uhum.
E a população abandonou esses furos e preferiu ir ao rio.
Yeah, at the beginning the government was drilling holes for and setting up pumps, but people were complaining about the taste of the water. They didn't like it. It had some metal taste. So people went back to the river. there are water wells, but they're not being used in any places. So. More questions? We have another hour for questions. Yes, go ahead. Okay. If, do you have any special suggestions to improve the quality of data, and especially when there's lots of vibration within the area? Did I catch your question?
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah, and can this project also benefit from gathering qualitative data? You gathered quantitative data, but maybe you need to gather also qualitative data to explain why people do things like that. Have you thought about that? Please, come here. Oh, there's a chair here too, if you don't mind. And if anybody has a chair nearby, that they can. There's chairs here too. So.
There were different reasons we could find for these so many laws to follow. You know, these 61 were the keys that were present at three moments, but there are many that are present meanwhile. One reason I would like to stress to it's the side effects of medication. People want to cooperate, but they say, no, I don't touch it because I had a headache, nausea, or vomiting, or something. I mean, and even if it has nothing to do with, obviously, and we had no placebo to compare, so we had to admit that all side effects were due to the medication. But that was a major reason that people were giving to not participate. Then we were also giving insecticide treated nets for to try to improve the cooperation, and people love to take the nets, but they didn't want to take the to give more to bring more samples. But so that's one point. The other point it has to do, you know, this is interesting for other reasons, not exactly related to this specific question, because the previous question was, is it better to give it based on a community-based approach, to give it to everybody, or to focus on schools? That was and we were unable to make the study in the end, because the follow-up was so different when we were comparing these two approaches, that we could not really compare them, because the people weren't there to make the comparison. So one point is the relation to side effects. The other one is that people is really moving around. You know, this is not a good place to do this type of studies. That's the major lesson learned, because it's so close to the capital. There are families that are split between both places, and kids move around. So if you don't, maybe if we could do it. In the same month, in the next year, you could find same people. But in different months, you get different people there, because they go with the father or the grandfather to another place, or because the work in the fields is in a different, it's a different season, so there are different tasks to accomplish. So, you know, it's almost, I mean, I'm not there all the time, but I cannot give you a real answer for that, so my answer would be to try to go to another location, because this one is not very good.
And one thing that I know about Angola is that many people have cell phones.
Yeah.
So, is that possible to maybe track people and stay in touch with them through cell phones?
Yeah, but you know, they change cell phones very often, because the offer...
You have to make a promise not to change.
but in fact they changed, because, you know, Angola is now in a very rapidly
development.
More growth and development.
More growth, yeah.
But
the country is very rich, has lots of diamonds and oil. And so they're growing.
The point is that there are many different companies offering different phones with different packages, and so they move a lot. The other very difficult problem is the name of people, because they have an official name and they have a kind of a nickname or a house name. And you never know what they are really giving you as a name. So it's very difficult to make a kind of record linkage in the end.
That's right.
So there are specific things that you need to...
And people don't have IDs.
And people don't have IDs.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe someday. Yes, ma'am.
So the country is rich, but are the people rich?
No, the people are.
So, okay.
No, as far as I know, not. We don't have a record of resistance to drugs. Are working perfectly. The problem is that people is using the water from a place that is completely full of the snails and the
gist. So they get reinfected.
So they get reinfected. So the problem, I mean, it's not a drug problem. Of course, it's a sanitation problem. No, to the best of my knowledge, it's the first in the call.
But are you planning on talking about it?
Yeah, sure.
So I guess my second comment would be, your question would be, treating these people and just putting them back into the same place.
It's crazy.
Infection arose, right? So as with most tropical diseases, it's more of an issue with poverty and then putting them back into the conditions that caused it. So maybe the case could be looking at some sort of environmental monitoring instead of using because they're so transient, moving all around. I don't know of any tests that are really useful environmentally, but maybe that's something that could be helpful.
You know, one thing that, I mean, there are some changes, and there is offer of better quality water, but as Manuel pointed out, no, but people didn't want to use it. There are some sources of water that are clean, or at least much better than those used. So probably we need some sort of cultural evaluation of the qualitative studies that we very much need to understand why, because, you know, these are impressions. People say, well, the water, it tastes like iron, so we don't like it if we prefer our traditional sources of water. So maybe you need, or even the taste of chloride. And so maybe you need, there's a need for more community involvement, and especially the leaders of the communities that have not been involved until now, as far as I know.
Is it more water for bathing or water for drinking?
Water for drinking.
So if you don't you leave water out for 24 or 48 hours, the system doesn't survive any longer in the water? If it's sitting?
No, these are different sources of water. You know, the it's almost impossible to kill it in, because they are in flowing waters. It's like a huge huge containers of water that have been built with cement, so the water is there, snails are there.
Okay, so it's not household.
No, it's not the household problem.
How do you kill the snails?
You know, there are many. There is a very interesting experience in Senegal with a special sort of shrimps that are able to eat the snails.
Natural enemy.
Yeah, but, you know, for the time being, there is no policy available in Angola.
There's no policy. Yes, sir.
Do you use herbicides? Any herbicides?
Any?
Herbicides.
Let me see that.
To kill the larva.
To kill the
snails.
No. I was asking him for...
Environmentally friendly solution that they're testing in Senegal would be a good idea, but we need to bring the shrimp from Senegal to Angola. So I think there's lots of opportunities to really improve the policy, improve the programs, improve the implementation, improve the health facilities, improve the acceptability of the training and the treatment, to train the health providers, to work with the SOBAs and all the community leaders to understand the importance of the problem and the implications and how to really accept clean other sources of clean water. So I think you have all your PhD thesis topics there. So please talk with Manuel. Come to Angola, and it's a great place to work. It's great people too. So.
Yep. The idea is to build a research center in this area. That's why this information is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Well, thank you very much for joining us. I'm sorry.